Minister, don't make a comparison between the cost for the pyrite remediation scheme and the cost of the defective concrete block scheme. It's utterly offensive to people. It's the equivalent of two people drowning, and one person, you'll say, we're going to save you because you're not too hard on the diesel for the helicopter, but see you far out, we're going to have to let you drown because you can't afford the diesel. It'd be unheard of. The people that we represent did nothing wrong. They were victims of an era of light touch regulation, self-regulation, no regulation during the Celtic Tiger, just like the families in Dublin and North Leinster, and they're looking to be treated the same. I welcome the fact that you have agreed not to oppose this motion, that you accept now the desire of our Parliament is for a 100% funded scheme. What we ask you to do is to ensure that you actually implement that urgently, as soon as possible, in partnership with the groups in Donegal, Mayo, and also to add in now the families in Clare and Sligo, and there may be other families that need to be added to this scheme. So that's the challenge tonight, Minister. We want to work with you. I mean, the truth of it is, for every public representative in Donegal, no matter what political party, no matter who, they're all people that know their neighbours, that didn't want this to happen, that want to support them. So I genuinely reach across and I say, let's make this a fully funded scheme. Let's work together to get this right and to show those young people who came out today to this protest that when things are wrong, you can stand up, work with the political system and make change. Give people faith, give people belief. That's my appeal to you tonight.